The Sunflower, On the Possibilities and Limits of Forgiveness, by Simon Wiesenthal, narrated by Robertson Dean and Laurel Merlington. Copyright 1969-1970 by Opera Mundi Paris. Copyright renewed 1997 by Simon Wiesenthal. Preface and Symposium Copyright 1976-1997-1998 by Schocken Books, Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Schocken Books, an imprint of Knopf Doubleday, a division of Random House, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. When the first American edition of The Sunflower was published by Schocken Books in 1976, courses about the Holocaust had just begun to appear in the curricula of colleges, high schools, and seminaries. Because it's a book that invites discussion, The Sunflower soon became one of the most widely used books in teaching settings. Simon Wiesenthal tells a personal story of an incident that occurred in a concentration camp and asks, "What would you have done in his place?" Theologians, political and moral leaders, and writers responded to his question, a question that is at once religious, political, moral, and personal, each from their own perspective. As would be expected, a wide variety of opinions was expressed. Nevertheless, each and every respondent had to imagine him or herself in the place of a concentration camp prisoner, to face the enormity of the crime before them, and reflect on the implications of their decision. In this one isolated case, was forgiveness an option? And what would it mean for the victim as well as the perpetrator of these crimes? The 20th anniversary of its publication in this country.